liberal in giving out developer access. Somebody came along and said, I want to be a developer.
Have a CVS account.
Everybody was able to commit. And it just put all the code, or else would come along and go, ha, I did this better. And then somebody else would come along and say, I did this in a totally different way. Now we had one place. So we developed what's called Atlas. It's a very important technology that we still use today. And the person who developed this, I can't imagine what they went through to accommodate everybody. But
slow.
It just balloons out into a mess that nobody ever wants to use. Strangely, despite all this import, that release of Acorn, it was actually visually stunning. I mean, it looked really good. It looked as good as Alter Online did, if not better. And I think I've got a demonstration of this. So this was the last... this flattened image, and there are a few others. They're all done by hand in non-open source things, sadly. One of the things WorkForge has done is contributed to 3D tools to do this. But after Acorn, after the demo I showed you,
the WorkForge people,
there's some really, really nice people there, and it's a very open and wonderful community. Everybody's nice to each other, other projects around, and it's just kind of become more than just a project.
It's also a community of people who share these type of games we've produced. It's more role-playing and stuff like that, rather than trying to code in all the rules about combat. Combat at the moment is basically people go up and talk to each other about combat, the fact that you can only hit them with the sword. You can do things pretty aristocratic type things because it's much more freeform.
And no, the protocol was always 3D. The client just interpreted the 3D in such a way to display 2D. As I said, there are people still working on 2D collision. The new and developed kind of physics engine. WorkForge in terms of actual, there are a lot of other things in the gaming world, also in the open source gaming world, adding features that will eventually be incorporated.
I can decide to take that marketing spec that I've been given with 10 hours notice and, and stay at work all night long developing some prototype, or I can go home and do it after tea on the laptop sitting in front of the TV. So I really need something that will allow me to, someone who works in a defence and aerospace environment or a commercial environment. This slide here is just listing a bunch of standards at the top, the sort of things that